Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Make today your day. What's up, friends? This is episode 32 of Heezy Life, titled Slow Your Roll. Let's all take a big inhale in and let it go. Breathing is awesome, isn't it? It just has a way of anchoring us back to this moment. To start, let's get some motivation up in here because I know I need it. Good old Abraham Lincoln once said, "In the end, it's not the years of your life that count, it's the life in your years." Would you say your life right now is, well, full of life? Is it fun, exciting, engaging, or purposeful? This is kind of a tough concept to wrap your head around because it's hard to analyze your whole entire life. I mean, I get it. So let's just think about last week, or actually, let's think about yesterday. Yesterday, did you do anything fun? Did you do anything adventurous, exciting, or fulfilling? How about challenging? I think we give way too little credit to the power of a day. One day can change the course of your whole life. In one day, you can wake up and decide to take action. In one day, you can let go. And in one day, you can decide to slow down. That's what this week is all about, slowing down and taking in more life. I've been doing a 30-day yoga journey with Yoga with Adrian on YouTube, and it's been awesome, but it's kind of taken me double the amount of time in 30 days. I think I've done like 50 days, and I'm on day 19, so it's a struggle all around. But the teacher, Adrian, always talks about how we should breathe a lot of love in and breathe a lot of love out. That concept really stuck with me. In life, are we breathing in as much as we're breathing out, or are we burning ourselves out, constantly huffing around, outputting at work, giving to our family, counseling our friends? Ugh, guys, I have asthma. I feel like I'm dying. But that's exactly the point. I mean, it's exhausting, and we're just like, we end our day out of breath. It's no wonder. I mean, we're not breathing in enough, and we're giving out too much. I wonder if it's even possible to live these big, fulfilled lives if we don't stop and take a moment to breathe it all in. Breathe in the now. What's going on around you? I mean, literally right now, like, what do you see? What do you hear? Life is happening right now. And it's so scary to think about how often we miss it. I mean, how many times do you hear people say, man, time flies, but the reason it flies is because we don't slow down enough to really take it all in. We miss these small, quiet moments because we're too busy executing and organizing and being efficient. One of my biggest fears is that I will have organized all of the love out of my life, that I will have a quote-unquote picture-perfect life, but there will be no room for the mess of real, rich, full life. That would be the saddest thing of all. But I see signs of it. I mean, I feel the symptoms, and sometimes it's so hard to shut it off. My mind just goes and goes and races and jumps from one task to the next, and I'm running and I'm racing around and I'm not even finishing one thing before I do the next thing. And I know you feel my pain, and I know you know what this feels like.
Hello, goodbye, I'm late.
I mean, even now, I'm thinking about flipping the laundry, feeding miso, getting batteries, making dinner, calling Amanda, getting gas, making sure I have a cool, worthwhile podcast, and I just find myself moving quicker than I can think. We have to stop, guys. I actually caught myself multiple times today telling myself no when my mind would wander to the next task. Eager to strike that item off my to-do list, I would out loud say no. And I found that this was actually really helpful. The biggest thing for me was to remind myself to refuel before I was empty. And that's something that you can take with you today. Sometimes we just go and go and go, and we're running all the way on empty before we realize that we need to fill back up. And I would encourage you to refill the tank when you're like, a little less than halfway so that you don't get to that point of desperation where you're sick or you're just like at a point of a breakdown. Doing that is really helpful, and it's also kind of crazy. Like, I think it's insane that I have to physically tell myself to stop, slow down, rest, refuel. I think we naturally move at a pace that our bodies cannot sustain. It's like my body's on autopilot while my mind was on an intergalactic mission to be the first human to complete 100 tasks at once. Like, ah, it's crazy. We have to slow our roll. And something else that was helpful or that I found helpful is to double the amount of time you think you need to do a task or to do anything. So you're actually not going to do that. But how about this? How about give yourself 5 extra minutes? Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, just build in an extra 5 minutes. This will make a huge difference. Also, time box things. Last week, I started working in segments of 50 minutes on and then taking a 5 to 10 minute walk. And every hour on the hour, I would do this. It was so hard at first, but as I progressed and as the week went on, I realized that my energy actually improved a ton. And I was being way more productive because I knew I only had 50 minutes to make progress. And I was resting and recovering. It was kind of like this good balancing act of being able to work really hard and then rest, work really hard and then rest. And I was able to do so much more because of that. This might not work for your type of job or your situation, but try to time box and try to balance relaxing and refueling with working and effort. That balance of inhaling and exhaling. I'll wrap up with a quote from Aristotle because he is a smart dude. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Get in the habit of slowing down. So with all that, just remember this week to slow down. Find something normal to be grateful for, like sunrises or singing in the car. Today is your life. Live it well. And you got this. You guys inspire me so much. Thank you for investing in me, and more importantly, thank you for investing in you. If you want more motivation throughout this week, check out my Instagram at heezy.life. Have a great week, and keep it heezy, my friends.